We need a New Mexico Civil Rights Act because we have no reliable way to enforce our important state constitutional rights. Lawsuits can enjoin state officials from violating your rights, but with no law, there's no recovery of compensatory damages or attorney fees. When cities or counties have to pay damage awards and pay your lawyer's fees, as they do with our Inspection of Public Records and Whistleblower Acts, they sit up and take notice. So do voters, who don't like their money going to you and your lawyer for making the local government do what it should have been doing all along. Change happens that way. For federal constitutional rights, we have a law creating a specific cause of action. But that law, 42 U.S.C. Section 1983, meant little until Congress added an attorney fees provision in 1976. With no chance your attorney will get paid, lots of well-merited lawsuits don't happen, and violations of rights continue. The New Mexico legislature is considering such an act, as recommended by the New Mexico Constitutional Commission. They're doing some things right, too, and maybe missing some bets. There's an attorney fees clause. You can recover compensatory damages, but a Senate committee added a $2,000 cap on those, and no punitive damages. I don't like that so much, and the commission was split 5-4, but cities and counties feared huge insurance rates. That commission included Doñana County Sheriff Kim Stewart and 3rd Judicial District Attorney Gerald Byers. They've also removed the defense of qualified immunity, which was never in the federal law but was tacked on by courts. It basically means you have to prove that an official not only violated your rights, but knew he or she was violating constitutional rights. A reasonable concept, that. But courts have gone crazy. Take our Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. Two cops stealing $250,000 in rare coins during a search would seem a pretty unreasonable seizure. But the judge said that since no previous case had actually held that, there was no constitutional case. If the law says that, the law is an ass, in Mr. Bumble's words. The commission agreed with him, and so has the New Mexico State House of Representatives, although in both bodies the move was also vigorously opposed. I hope our Senate passes the Civil Rights Act soon. But as everyone on all sides keeps warning, don't expect this to be a panacea, effecting some sweeping reform of law enforcement.